No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me for another special edition of Just Plane Radio. This time, once again, we are at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. I'm literally out on the flight line hanging out at the Avidyne booth. They're having brats and beers and talking aviation. I'm with Captain Dennis right now. Dennis, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great.
You are doing really good because he just showed me his Mooney 201 with the new upgraded Avidyne gear, all decked out, ready to go. It got you here to Lakeland in one piece. And I think you're a pretty proud papa of that plane.
Oh, yeah. The new radios made my job as a pilot so much easier. I mean, we flew over 8 hours from Minnesota all the way down here to Florida. We were in actual IFR conditions, and everything was just spot on. The ability to figure out where you are, quickly sequence and make changes with air traffic control, and seeing all your information up on the screen, and just everything's just a push button away. It was just amazing compared to the old windshield wiper navigation tools I had before. So
yes, it's a major upgrade for Captain Dennis, and he's enjoying it immensely. Flew all the way down from Minnesota in his Mooney 201, and hopefully over the next couple weeks you'll hear about it, but we're going to take your plane up and actually fly it while we're here at Sun and Fun, right?
Well, I am. Are you coming with?
Well, that's the I'm hoping. We'll see if we can pull that off. I mean, we're literally here at the first day of the show. A little rainy this time, but, you know, the rest of the week looks beautiful, and it looks like, I mean, it's going to live up the moniker of the spring break of aviation. And that brings me to Jim and Deb, because they'll probably be orchestrating wet T-shirt contests and God knows what. Right, Jim?
That's our style.
That is Smokey style. How are you, Smokey?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, so Smokey is she's kind of with me on the a perpetual flight student in training, right?
That's correct. We're
yeah.
on a race.
Yeah, yeah, and so we're on a race to be the longest running flight student in the world, or something like that. Is that right, Jim?
I think you've got a long way to go to catch up to people who've been at this a long time, but it can be a very perpetual.
It can take a while. Yeah. That's for sure. But we're getting there. And I'm here to kind of get, you know, get my blue, my juices flowing. You know what I'm saying? To get that aviation rush going. And this is the place to do it. Sun and Fun. You've been here. This is how many years for you?
This is my 25th year.
25th year to come to Lakeland and hang out at Sun and Fun. So we're camping.
I think this is my my fifth year here at Sun and Fun.
Okay. All right. But it's the first time.
At fifth year, you get a prize.
Is it? It's like one of those jackets, like those Saturday Night Live.
For you. Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
there you go, buddy.
Oh,
my
hat.
Oh,
I stole
it.
But I don't know where that was. Well, I do know where that was. I'm not sure I want
to. Saw him pull it out of his backside. So, you know, it was green initially. And beyond that,
he left his hat unattended.
Yeah, Avidyne's been very nice, you know, hooking everybody up with beers and brats and burgers and hats.
You're wrong.
Yeah, and Jim actually tried to take Dennis's hat because you like these hats. Because you have Avidyne. You're building a plane.
I don't have an Avidyne hat.
Well, you don't have an Avidyne hat, but you wanted one because you're putting some Avidyne
one of
stuff.
The components in our panel, yes.
Yeah. So you're building what again?
An RV7.
RV7, and you told me that you guys have made the final purchase on.
We got all our parts bought, so
you got it all bought. Now you just have to assemble it like a puzzle.
Yeah, it'd be like Lincoln Logs and stuff like that.
Okay, how long is it going to take you to build this plane?
20 minutes.
That's all right. She knows.
Yeah, that's how much work she intends to put in.
Oh, okay. All right. Well. So you're going to manage. Is that right, Smokey?
That's right. Yeah.
As you should.
She's the coffee fetcher.
The coffee fetcher. Is that true?
No.
I think I just saw her smack him. But they, you know, that could happen a time or two. But yeah. But yeah, you hope to have your RV7 ready to go
I
win.
I don't know.
Air venture.
18 months. I want to be done with it. So that's a goal. It may be a little longer. I mean, a little shorter than
so
that.
When you say you've purchased all the parts for your RV7, Do you have it? Have all the parts, or you just purchased
them? They're being shipped. We have a significant portion of them already. The rest of them are going to be shipped. shipped out soon.
They're going to be shipped out soon. Okay, fair enough. And so you're looking forward to flying that plane, Smokey, or what?
Yeah.
Or having him fly it and taking you where you want to go.
I'm looking forward to building it first and then going to the Bahamas.
That's what you want to do with this thing, is go to the Bahamas and do some cruising?
Why not?
Exactly. The Bahamas are there. You could go visit them here at Sun and Fun and kind of lay the groundwork for that first air journey, right?
I was down there talking to them today. I haven't been over there for a while. I used to fly over GA quite a bit to the Bahamas. I went with my dad. Well, actually, the first time I flew to the Bahamas, I was like 4 or 3 in my dad's 182. We went to Treasure Key. And then in like 90, we went out to Cat Island, and I went again in 95, I think. But I used to go over there fairly often, Freeport and so forth. It was old hat to me for a while, but I haven't been there in about 20 years. So.
Okay, well, it's time to kind of revisit that and relive, you know, make that magic happen once again.
Yes,
make another memory, for sure. What about you, Dennis? What's on the agenda other than showing off your new plane?
I don't know. I just want to look at what's new, what things that I can put on the wish list next, and try to convince my wife to let me spend more money.
Yes. Well, that's true, because his wife let him buy this Mooney. And we already have been to the Mooney Pavilion and probably laid the groundwork for an upgrade, you think?
Well, hopefully we can convince them to do a side-by-side test flight of my Mooney and the brand-new Moonies and get a true comparison of what 30 years of progress does for that airframe.
Now, they were very enthusiastic about making that happen for us at Just Plane Radio, but my guess is the reason is they know that once they do this, that you're going to say, okay, I'll take the new one.
Right, and then I have to tell my wife she has to get a job.
And how do you think she'll handle that news?
Well, I think I better start planning on sleeping in the camper.
Okay, well, you could do that, I guess. That's better than a doghouse, because it has AC, right?
That's right, AC and internet. What more do you need?
Exactly. All right, so, yeah, we're going to talk about the new Moonies. You know, now that he's got his Mooney all set up, it's time to upgrade. That's usually how it works, right?
Right, exactly. You know, because now...
Get it how you like it and then buy a new one.
Well, sure, but, you know, I'm going to use this one for a little while. There's still a few little bugs I want to get worked out of it, a couple tweaks I need to make. But, I mean, overall, it's performing really, really well. The new radios made a real big difference on this trip. I don't think I would have had nearly the success coming down here. I mean, we were in real bad instrument conditions in over Orlando, and it was really nice to have multiple sources of information and see exactly where you are. And it made it, really non-stressful to come in and fly.
Well, bad conditions in what sense? What kind of conditions did you have on the way down?
We were at between 3,000 and 5,000 feet, and it was solid IFR. You couldn't see anything. It was just all white around you, and it was a lot of traffic coming into Orlando. So air traffic control is, issuing you instructions, rerouting you here, change to this approach now, and all of this kind of on-the-fly things that, you know, normally when you do your training, it's, you know, you can kind of predict what's going to happen. So this was different. This was real world, and I really feel like I earned my instrument rating today.
Well, you're taking that on-the-fly thing to a whole nother level, or exactly. A little too literally. But how did the Avidyne stuff come into play? Was that like, just made it way easier, or were you kind of learning stuff?
Well, I was, obviously learning stuff. I've only had the airplane back for about a month now with the new gear, but there's just so much more information available to the pilot. You know, if you do get a sudden change, you can actually, with just a couple of key presses, instantly pull up the new routing or the new instrument approach, and the airplane will actually change the frequencies for you and do all of the setup, taking just that much more effort out of it, making it, you can focus on keeping the wings level and, you know, trying to stay ahead of the airplane instead of constantly being behind the eight ball.
Okay. Well, it's a start, and by the time you get back, you'll be an expert on all that stuff.
Well, I hope so, but I'm going to have to share the flight home with my son, so he'll probably want the left seat, so we'll see.
Okay. Fair enough. Now, Dennis, once again, he flew into Sun and Fun, which is something you really ought to do. It's an experience in itself and part of the whole adventure, but the other element is camping on site, and that's what Jim and Deb, or we like to call her Smokey, are doing. And actually, I'm camping with them. I'm assisting them in their camping adventure this year, right?
I haven't seen any assistance yet, Greg.
I showed up. That's all. I'm like her in building a plane.
Of your assistance.
Don't make me pull out my camping man cape. And I got a cape and a mask, and I'll prance around the campsite and say, "I am camping man." You don't want to see that, do you?
No, I don't want to see you.
Okay, prance. Good. All right, mission accomplished. Yes, Smokey.
I want to let you know that we did see someone that took longer to put up a tent than you.
I heard about this. I did.
Five guys.
It took them like a half a day to put up their tent.
They were putting it up when I went down to the shower house last night, and when I went by there this morning, there were five of them still trying to put that up.
And you shouted out to him, "Hey, I know this guy. You need a visit from Camping Man.
You need some help from Camping Man. He'll prance on over and help you out."
Oh, boy. Did I tell you there's free beer at this Avidyne party? Can you tell?
There is free beer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm starting to feel it. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, camping is one of the things that you should do here at Sentinel Fun. That really allows you to get to meet the neighbors and your fellow aviators, right?
You know, I've been doing this 25 years. There's a lot of people that I know that are close friends of mine that I know just from here, and I only see here.
It's like a family reunion in a good way.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Need to replace that old Garmin? Need a new GPS for your plane? No matter what you fly, Avidyne has you covered. Since 1994, Avidyne's been a market leader in the design of intuitive displays in avionics. The mission has always been to use innovative technology to improve safety and increase aircraft utility. Go to Avidyne.com to find a dealer in the solution for you. That's AVIDYNE.com or call 1-800-AVIDYNE. Avidyne. For pilots that know the difference.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
All of a sudden, here comes my pilot, and oh, God. These guys are that cool, you just want to slug them. It's just not fair. They got the good hair, the good chin, they got that eyebrow that's always cocked. Nobody ever asks a pilot, "What do you do for a living?" Because they're like, "What the hell do you think I do? Look at my eyebrow." And he is so cool. He goes, "Bill, relax. I've been flying for 20 years, and I've only had to eject 3 times. Everything went great."
You bragging about that?
He goes, "I'm just kidding. I've never had to eject." Oh, lucky me, I got the funny pilot. What kind of sick joke is that?
This is Just Plain Radio. I am Greg, your co-pilot. We are at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida, the spring break of aviation. It's just an amazing event, and it's so much fun to hang out with Jim and Smokey. I got Captain Dennis with me. Even Ed and Keith are going to join us here at some point during the event. But we're, you know, hanging with fellow aviators. And, of course, that would be my good, you know, my close personal friend, because he said hi to me once, Tom Haynes from AOPA. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg. All good here. Yeah, it's great to be at Sun and Fun. Join the show and looking forward to a lot of excitement this week.
Yeah, and just mingling and hanging out with your fellow aviation friends. Now, yeah, you were like down under. Well, I don't know. New Zealand's not down under or close enough or what?
Close enough.
Which way does the toilet water flush in New Zealand?
You know, I kept trying to study that, and then finally I decided maybe there's better use of my time.
Ah, well, see, you know, you're not as easily as amused as I am. But you were in New Zealand for how long flying?
We were down there almost 2 weeks. The IAOPA World Assembly was down there. All the AOPAs around the world, of which there are 79, meet every 2 years in some city, and this year it was Queenstown, New Zealand, on the South Island. And so we went down there for that, a couple of days of meetings and also some time to go look around a little bit. And then we stuck around, went to the Warbirds Over Wanaka Air Show, which is a big air show down in New Zealand. And spent some time flying around, did some air-to-air photo missions and all that kind of stuff. But the coolest thing was, like you say, hanging out with pilots.
Yeah. They talk funny down there,
right? Well, they do. They got the accent going, which is very charming. But they are super friendly. They love aviation in a way that, you know, we can all relate to. And they all know each other. It's a tiny country, 4.5 million people. And, you know, we talk about, you know, 6 degrees of separation. You know, in aviation, we say it's 2 degrees of separation. Down there, it's like a half. You know, you only got to say somebody's first name, and they know who it is.
That's how very friendly, very hospitable to outsiders.
Right. And they just bent over backward to help us get access to airplanes for our photo missions, and they taking us around, showing us beautiful parts of the country. And the terrain down there is fascinating with their mountains, or what they call the Southern Alps.
Did you fly over the Lord of the Rings thing? Don't they have that there?
We absolutely did.
Of course. You have to when you go to New Zealand, don't you?
There's Lord of the Rings stuff all over down there, and it's a real tourism industry in New Zealand.
Or Game of Thrones, right? That's the same place, isn't it?
I don't know if Game of Thrones is filmed down there or not. Game of Thrones, a lot of that's done in England. Maybe there's some of it down there. Some of Game of Thrones is also shot in Iceland.
Okay. Maybe it's there. One of those places outside the U.S. But, hey, we're going to see all this on AOPA Live, I guess, right? Did you film a bunch of stuff?
We did film a bunch of stuff. We've done a couple of shows. We did 2 shows from down there. And we'll have a couple other segments we're working on for the next few weeks that will show up. And then we'll see some magazine content coming out of it in the next few months. So, lots of opportunity to see some of the great stuff we collected in New Zealand.
Excellent. Well, Tom Haynes, AOPA, you know, one of the things you mentioned was that it's fun just to hang out with your fellow aviators and just meet people that you're hanging out at an event like this with where we are with Avidyne right now. And this guy walks up to me. What's your name?
Tristan Clark.
Tristan, do you know Tristan?
I don't know Tristan.
All right.
Fascinated to hear the story.
Yeah. So he comes up to me and says, hey, you're some radio guy, right? What the hell are you doing here? And then you said you're doing what now, Tristan?
Next October 1st of 2019, I'm going to attempt to break the world record for youngest private pilot to solo around the world at age 18.
And you're 16 now.
I am 16.
So you've started the planning already, or is this just some crazy idea? I said, you know, I'm here. Why not do something nutty?
Well, I started the planning 8 months ago, and it was a fluke thing because I'm very big on getting more youth involved in aviation. And so I figured, well, I might as well do something pretty big and fly around the world and tell a friend.
Wait. Get more youth involved in aviation. Doesn't he belong in that category at 16?
Well, you know, like attracts like, perhaps. So maybe you could do a better job than we've been in getting youth involved.
He sounds so mature. It's scaring me a little bit. You know what I mean? You know, as you get older, you devolve into a younger kid. So we're going to match up in here but in a couple of years when you're doing this. So what gave you the idea to decide that, hey, I'll fly around the world by myself?
Well, I have to say I have a mentor of mine. His name is John Bone, and he flew a 2011 SR-22 around the world last year, and he was a big inspiration for me and a few other youth aviators around my airport. And so I've been working on this project now for about 6.5 months, and especially when he was doing his world flight. And it just kind of sparked on me, and I figured, man, it would be an amazing opportunity and a great thing to do to promote aviation, and why not do it on a solo solo world flight and possibly break the world record.
Okay, this is really cool. You did this. But you know what? I'm only 16. I can do it better than you. Was it more of that kind of a challenge, or are you really looking up to him?
You know, I don't have any, thing like that. I feel like it's something that I really wanted to do, and I look up to him, and I think that if I make it in under 55 days, then I'll do it and break the record, and if not, that's okay.
Okay, so that's the deal. You got to make it around the world in 55 days or less, and the guy who has that record now is how old?
The current person is a gentleman under the name of Lachie Smart, and he's actually in Sunshine Airport in Australia, and he broke the record at 18 and 62 days, and my goal is to do it in a few days less than him.
Huh, how about that? What do you think of this, Tom?
It's pretty amazing. What airplane are you going to be flying? Have you picked out the route yet?
I've picked out the route, so it's going to be 16 stops, 12 different countries, and I'm going to be using a Cirrus SR-22.
Very nice, and Cirrus is giving this to you for free for flying around the world?
Well, I wish. Unfortunately not. I'm actually having the aircraft sponsored to me from a company called Evolve Air based in Conroe, Texas, and I'm very grateful to be able to use their airplane to take it around the world.
That is really nice. Now, the guy who brought you here, what's your name?
Paul Milner.
Paul Milner. How did you get him roped into this?
We met at our local EAA chapter. Yeah. There's this kid that kept showing up, wanted rides, you know. And I thought, well, what's the matter with this kid? Why does he get his license? But it turned out he was too young. You know, what can you do? You know. So I've taken him for a couple of flights, or three flights. And then he called me a couple of weeks ago. He texted me. He says, oh, we'll go flying again. So I'm in Japan. I won't be home till, you know, a week from Friday. And then, like, 4 days, 5 days later, I'm leaving to go down to Center Fun. He said, well, when you get back from Center Fun, I figure he's trying to catch a ride, right? I said, well, if, you know, a Monday and a half, or a week and a half after that. He said, oh, that's great. It lines up perfectly by spring break. And it's like, well, holy shit, how did that work, you know?
Okay, let's edit that. But that's okay. That's fine. We're talking amongst aviators. That's good stuff.
So I said, well, I thought about it for a few hours in Japan. I said, well, would you like to go to Center Fun? And he says, yeah, let me ask Mom, you know. And comes back and says, yeah, Mom says it's okay. I said, you know, before I take you 2,000 miles as a 16-year-old, I probably ought to meet your mom, you know. So we got together and had coffee last week. And
now they're engaged or getting married next week and the whole thing. It's one big happy family. Yeah. Win-win-win. No, that is so cool. You never know who you're going to run into an event like Sun and Fun. And we're going to keep doing it next right here on Just Plane Radio. So stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere, and you gotta learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot, that is me. Along with Captain Dennis, Smokey, Jim, we got everybody here. We're meeting the youngest aviator in history or something. Tristan is going to fly around the world here in a couple of years. And by the way, this project that you planned, you can actually follow people, or people can follow you on your website or something about this, or what?
Yes, Greg, and if you're interested in following it or sponsoring the trip, I'm always looking for sponsors. It's going to be TristanAviation.com, and that is my name is spelled TrystyN and aviation.com.
All right, cool. Well, congratulations, and we'll be following your progress on Just Plane Radio, okay, buddy? All right, and I'm sure they'll be talking about this kind of stuff on social media, and that brings me to our next guest, Jeff, with Social Flight. Is that what it is, or what?
That's right, Social Flight app and socialflight.com.
Okay, and this is one of those things you go online and you can just talk amongst your fellow pilot friends and message boards type stuff, or what?
There's a lot of that in there, but above everything else, Social Flight is all about getting people out there and flying, and we do that by cataloging all the things that are happening in general aviation. So we have
like Sun and Fun. It has its own page and everything, probably, doesn't it?
Well, things are really big when you're talking about Sun and Fun or you're talking about other big air shows,
right?
But we have over 10,000 events. So all of the fly-ins and pancake breakfasts and FAA seminars and meetings, it's all there, and it's free at socialflight.com and in the app, plus much more. And like you said, it's all about being in a community. And one of the cool things that we're doing as part of that is our team, we're building a Titan T51 Mustang. We're building that inside of a house. That's a three-quarter scale Mustang replica, and bringing everybody along for the ride, watching the entire process.
Is it a flying thing, or is it going to be a model?
No, this is the real thing. This is the real thing. Titan Aircraft three-quarter scale Mustang. We're building it in pieces inside the house, and we are not telling anyone yet how it gets out of the house. They're going to have to see that in one of the episodes.
And I guess they can follow this and get into all that other stuff at socialflight.com.
Exactly, socialflight.com, and that'll link you also to a blog that we have that shows you all the videos and all the other process of the build.
Well, there you go. And we got more coming up from Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida next on Just Plain Radio.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You can't fly.
No, but until I can, I have to set up for piloting a plane. Let's do it. Come on, Bernie. You can't ground this eagle. It needs to soar. You know I can do this.
We've come this far. Don't you be scared now. Cause you can learn to fly on the way down.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me. And, you know, it's day two already of Sun and Fun. We're just recording a bunch of shows while we're here on the showgrounds. First day, a little wet, but we had a good time, as you heard from the last segment or two. And but now we've just had the press conference in the media center here for day, or actually, this is, yeah, it's day two. That's right. First day, a little wet. Second day, Wednesday morning, I'm hanging out with Lights, the big kahuna of Sun and Fun. What's the official title? We ought to get that right at least once. Lights, right?
What? Official title for what?
You!
Oh, me? I'm just a knucklehead here. I'm the guy that's the head butter cutter. If everything goes really well, I pat a lot of backs. If things go south, I'm the guy in charge.
He blames me. Okay, so that's fine. But he is the one who fires up the media and everybody and just makes sure this thing runs like a fine-oiled machine. And he's just a fun guy to be around. And obviously, it perpetuates throughout the entire event. Everybody's smiling. You're just giving a little press presentation to everybody and talking about, even though it rained on the first day and things were a little damp on that side, everybody was still having a good time that showed up, right?
Absolutely. You know, what amazes me, and it's just totally fascinating, that the group of individuals that are so enthusiastic about aviation will not let a little weather deter them from having a good time. So they showed up out here, and it's raining cats and dogs, it's lightning, the wind's blowing, and they're out there with their ponchos on and their umbrellas, and they're going from exhibitor to exhibitor. You would have thought that it was a sunny day, and they were having the time of their lives, because apparently they were, and they enjoyed every bit of it. I had even had friends show up, came into my office yesterday. They're old Navy pals from 30 years ago. They're soaking wet, sopping wet, but they're smiling from ear to ear. They've been around to every vendor. They figured out what they were going to buy. They're having a great time. They're out there in the campground having a good old time, and they wanted me to come out and have a couple libations with them later on. And you would have thought that this was the best time of their lives. And that's the attitude of all the crowd out here, is they love aviation. They come for the fun. And sometimes there's not sun, but today we got it. It's going to be gorgeous, 75 and sunny. We're sitting here on lakefront property now, and it's going to be a beautiful day of aviation. And the best part is, because all those airplanes got stuck up north, but the front stopped them from getting in,
right?
They're coming in today in droves. So if you want to get a ringside seat, get out there on the north side of the our area, south side of the field, and watch all the airplanes flying in, and hundreds upon hundreds of them, to get in for the best rest of the week, which is going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, well, you know, just to show the power of Sun and Fun, because of the rain, some of the people that were coming to exhibit and coming to the show got snowed in or wetted, I don't know, rained in there in North Florida, and all the hotels were like calling you up saying, hey guys, thanks for doing this.
Yeah.
This is the economic bump that we needed right now. So yeah, it just shows the power of how big this event really is for aviation and the entire economy for Florida or Southeast aviation in general. But yeah, I'm excited, because not only is the rest of the week look perfect as far as the weather, I mean, it's just like this is going to be amazing photo opportunities throughout the week with the air shows and stuff. You've already said that even though the rain was putting a damper on attendance at the gate, that advance sales were stronger than last year. So this really could be a record-breaking year, you think?
Absolutely. If we follow the trend trend that we set with the advanced sales, we are anticipating that today through Sunday are going to be record sales, and that will push us well over what 2017 did, which was our best year in 43 years at the time. This being our 44th year, we're looking for a substantial uptick in participation and attendance, which is good. And I think, even though I would like to tell you that because we've done a lot to make this a better place for people to come and change the attitude, it's a, you see, I wear the button everywhere I go, and so do the volunteers. How may I help you? Southern right. Hospitality. As much as it might not fit in the model of how who gets the recognition for the
credit.
Success, the credit for this, the economy is strong.
Yes.
And people are spending dollars, and they're going out and enjoying life, and they see that the America that we all dreamt and built and dream about in the future is coming back. America is great again, and so people are comfortable, and they are making more money, and they're spending their discretionary dollars. Discretionary dollars is what funds aviation in a lot of ways. It's a business, but those of us that do it in general aviation, we do it for the fun of it, and you have to have discretionary dollars to spend for fun stuff.
And this is the place to come to find stuff to spend those dollars on for your plane, for sure. Everything you could think of and then some that you never have thought of show up here at Sun & Fun. It never fails to amaze me how many unique things you find here at Sun & Fun. So we're just getting started. We've already seen a couple things in some of the hangars, but we're going to get into that a little bit later on. Well, what are you looking forward to most personally as far as like the air show events this week? What do you think, Lights?
Well, everybody says, well, what do you think? The tour is going to be really exciting. Of course it will. Watch the Super Hornet demo. Absolutely. And how about that F-16 with the Heritage flight? Absolutely. Those are really cool events. The Class of 45 with the P-51 and a Corsair. All those are exciting, and I love watching the aerobatics. But the one thing that I look forward to more than anything else is meeting the people. Meeting the people from all over the world that share the same passion for aviation that we do and enjoy the exhilaration of breaking the bonds of Earth and sailing through the skies. And it is a special person that can do that. Not everybody can. And those who do love it and they share it. And we have the same personalities because we're living life to the fullest every day in every way.
Very nice. Excuse me. And speaking of those folks, not just the people that are into aviation, but bringing people into aviation is one of the main focuses of Sun & Fun. And we have some right here. We got to talk to them, don't you think?
I think you better find out why they do it, because they are who we were 50 years ago, and we lost several of them. Somewhere in the middle there, between now and 50 years ago, we lost track of what aviation was all about, but we're bringing it back, and we're doing it here at Sun & Fun with our Aerospace Center for Excellence, which provides education, scholarships, learn to fly, learn to fix, learn to design, go to college, get a career in aerospace, and make your life better than it ever could have been.
Well, and that's excellent. And Lights, I'll let you get back to it, because you got a big show to run, and we'll talk to some of those folks right now. And by the way, before I forget, we got to give out the website for Sun & Fun if you want to come out here this weekend.
What is it? Absolutely. Let's go www.flysnf.org. That's flysnf.org. The website's up and operational. Get your tickets online. Make it easy. Go to Will Call. Come on in. Don't slow down. Let's have some fun.
And if you didn't make it this year, you come next year for sure. All right? So there you go.
Thanks,
good luck,
Greg.
Lights. He's just obviously just a fun guy for sure. But like we said, you know, one of the biggest benefits of this event, it's all, you know, run by volunteers and that kind of thing, but it really is to grow aviation and turn the kids on to flying, like me. I'm a little over the hill in that regard. But I do have Haley and Monica, right? So, Haley, you are from where?
Auburndale, Florida.
Okay. And Monica, you're right here in Lakeland, right?
Sure. Yes.
So how did you guys get into this? You're going through some kind of program here at the show, right, Haley?
Yes, sir. I am interning.
Wait, don't call me sir. Oh, my God. Just say Greg. Okay, go ahead.
I am interning with the 99s this year, and it's been a truly amazing experience so far, and I can't wait to see what's to come.
Excellent. So you're hanging out with those 99ers, and the 99ers are what? They're 99 years old? No. What is it again?
The 99s is a women aviation group, and it's a big sisterhood, and it goes way back in the day. Amelia Earhart actually helped found.
That's right. She's like one of the founding people of the 99ers. So it's a, you know, just Google it. You'll find all kinds of cool stuff on that. But you're wandering around the show grounds here at Sun and Fun and just learning about aviation, and you're a student pilot already? Have you already started your training or what?
Yes, I have, and I'm almost done with my training. I'm very close. I have about...
Like me. You know, I started about your age, and you know, you can see I'm only like a few years older. But I haven't got through my training yet. So you got to do your, what, final solo cross country and oral or what?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I have about a month and a half left.
Month and a half. Okay, very good. And what about you, Monica? Where are you at in your flight training process, in this process?
Well, I just soloed about a month ago, so I'm working. I still got a little bit to do. But other than that, I've already taken my written exam. I still need to do the oral and the check ride.
Okay. So, and by the way, and Monica, you're how old?
I'm 17.
17. And Haley?
I'm 18.
Okay. So the idea is to come to the Sun and Fun and network and just talk about flying and that kind of thing? Or are you guys looking to get into maybe even a career for aviation? Is that what you just don't know at this point or what, Monica?
Well, I really like flying for fun. I'm not really sure if I want to make a career out of it, but definitely just meeting the people here in the aviation community is just an opportunity in itself.
Sure. What about you, Haley?
I've loved flight since I was about 5 years old, and ever since I've wanted to become a pilot, and this has just been a huge goal of mine, and I'm so excited to finally reach that goal.
Yeah, so like a commercial pilot, you mean, and for one of the big airlines, that's on the horizon for you?
Absolutely. I plan on going to Embry-Riddle to pursue my commercial license.
Excellent. All right, we got more coming up from Lakeland, Florida and Sun and Fun 2018 next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
With Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I was the youngest pilot in Pan Am history. When I was 4, the pilot let me ride in the cockpit and fly the plane with him. And I was 4, and I was great. And I would have landed it, but my dad wanted us to go back to our seats.
Airplanes, captain!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to flying. I am Greg, your first mate. I'm with Captain Dennis at Sun and Fun in Lakeland, Florida. We are having a good old time. And one of the things you do at a show like this is you peruse the exhibits and you find new stuff for your plane, and that's what the mission of Dennis is right now, right?
That's right. We're looking at all the new gadgets and gizmos and things that we can upgrade that we haven't already done.
Right. Now, Brian is with Insight, and Captain Dennis has had his eye on one of these engine monitors for some time, and he says people come up to him and says, okay, there's engine monitors all over the place. What makes yours different? So, Brian, tell us.
Well, with our engine monitors, when people come in and ask that question, we have very specific functionality, which is patented. You won't see it on the other monitors.
All right.
For example, we got the probe diagnostic page. In flight, on the ground, engine off. You can check your thermocouples. If they're in green, they're good. If they're in red, they're bad.
So they're Greg-proof is what you're saying.
It's that simple. And plus it shows the ohms. It shows, you know, the values on here.
Now, so you can give this information to your flight mechanic or whatever?
Flight schools call up and say, we'd really love a quick reference guide to teach the students because they don't even know what an engine monitor is.
Yeah.
So in the flight guide I made, which is only 3 pages, I said part of your pre-flight should be to go to the engine monitor and check the probe page.
Yeah, and just see if it's flashing green. If it's green, go.
I remember the days when, you know, you go down the runway, you rotate, you take off, and somebody goes, what's this doing? You look over and there's a CHD going up to 600 degrees. Well, that's just wonderful.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, and there's no way to check it. Okay. What we found in the past is that probes can fail at high temperature. Not on the ground. So, with this page, if you take off and you look over and you go, oh, what's going on here? You can go to the probe page and go, you can diagnose immediately if it's a plane issue or a probe issue.
Okay, and that's something Captain Dennis needs to know, especially if I'm flying with him, I'm guessing. Am I right, Dennis?
That's right. That's one of the reasons why I'm so interested in looking at an engine monitor. Right now, the Mooney factory only has one engine probe. We're only looking at one cylinder, but there's four. Is that the one that's actually having a problem right now? We don't know. You know, when you're trying to lean the airplane out for efficient cruise, you're only being able to look at one of the four cylinders. That may not be the one that got peaked as fast, and so you may not be setting the appropriate fuel flow. You might be running that cylinder too hot, or other ones might be burning up because of it. So
yeah, it just allows you to zero in on the specific issue quicker. And if you don't know what it is, you can give it to your mechanic, and he can figure it out. And I'll tell you what, that's what happened to Ed and I when we were flying this 182 to Sebring a few weeks ago to the air show there. And we took off, did our run-up, and we looked at the engine monitor, and Ed noticed that one of the pistons were not firing or wasn't heating up like the other, you know, six or whatever it was. I don't even know how many it was.
We had some guys with a hot aircraft, and they put new cylinders on board, and they bought one of our engine monitors. And they told me the story afterwards that they took off and they had to break in the cylinders. But just as they lifted off and they looked over and they went, uh-oh, number two cylinder, which we had changed, is now CHT is fluctuating up and down. Oh, my God, what do we do? And the other guy goes, hey, wait a minute. We got a probe diagnostic page. Let's go there. Oh, red, green. Oh, we got a bad probe lead. At least we know it's not the engine. Keep going.
Yeah, there you go. That saved your flight, for sure.
Yeah, it's convenient.
Absolutely. Yeah, in our case, it ended up having a fuel injection issue, and the engineer was able to go to the right.
You had the EGTs, the one EGT probe and the collector. That really did a lot.
Yeah, okay, I hear you. But yeah, having all this extra information is invaluable to keep you flying. And once again, if you have an issue, you can zero in on it much, much quicker, and the engineer, your mechanic, can fix it, which is what happened to us at Sebring. He was able to fix this clogged fuel injector in like an hour, and we were off and didn't really screw up our schedule too much.
Also, all the stuff we're talking about, every second is on our SD data card.
So you just leave it in there. Yeah, the other guy was telling us it logs like 200 or 2,000 hours worth of the data.
You'll fly a long time and you won't fill up the card, as long as you don't save the Excel charted files on the SD card.
Yeah.
Other than that, we've got one in a Warrior at the club, which is a rental aircraft, and it's just going all day long. And it's been doing that for the last 2 years, and we haven't filled the card. We haven't even a third filled it.
Yeah. Well, and plus there's third-party vendors. Dennis, were you telling me that they can take that data, you can plug it in, and they can, like, preview potential problems as far as maintenance or wear and tear on the engine and stuff?
Right. There's services like Savvy Analytics is one of them that'll take that data out of your engine monitor and actually go through it and try to see if there's any potential problems where, you know, maybe they're seeing a temperature spike that could be like a valve not seating properly. Insight was telling us here in the booth that they have that capability built directly into the unit where you can get that information in flight. It'll actually show you if you have any sort of a temperature variance that spikes, and you can go back and look and in real time and not having to wait until you get on the ground.
One more thing I'd like to add that's new on our engine monitors. We had a fuel update. We have split fuel tanks, but everything. But there is another function on our fuel page that no one else has, which still I have diagnosed a host of problems with accurately. On the page, we got fuel remaining, fuel efficiency. Everybody has that. We got a new one called fuel stability. When you open up a data log, the fuel stability numbers should coordinate with the fuel flow. In flight, when you go to that page, that number should be stable. If it's jumping around, you got a fuel delivery problem.
Okay, and that's invaluable information right there.
That's huge.
They can just save tons of headaches. And that's what Dennis wants to do, is save those headaches for someone else, not him.
That's right. I want to make it as easy as possible for my mechanic to just go in and get the thing fixed. I don't want him to spend time trying to troubleshoot the problem.
And this will do it. One of these G4s from Insight monitors, and you go to insightavionics.com, right?
It's the only thing you're going to put in your airplane that pays for itself. Everything else is a horrible money pit.
Okay. Spoken like a true marketer. And on that note, from Sun and Fun for this week, we'll end it. Till next week, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far, cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.